One time, may misa, hindi dito sa simbahan natin. At sa kaligitnaan ng service, may pumasok na tao. At nagsisigaw yung tao, sabi niya, itigil ang kasal, itigil ang kasal. So nagulat ang lahat, pati yung pare. So sigaw siya ng sigaw, itigil ang kasal, hindi pwedeng ikasal ang dalawang yan. Yung lalaki may asawa na. So sigaw siya ng sigaw, itigil ang kasal. Siguro nagalit na yung pare. So sabi ng pare, sige, sigaw mo pa. Binyag ito. Okay. Hindi pala kasal yung pinunta. Binyag, no? And why do I say that? Because sometimes, not all the time, pero sometimes people are stupid. And stupidity, we will understand as we talk about the sheep. Okay? Tinanong ko minsan, sabi ko, bakit yung ginawang example ni Lord sa tao, tayo? Bakit inahinintulad tayo ng Diyos sa sheep? Okay? Why did God, you know, compare us to sheep? Iniisip ko, mas maganda sana aso, di ba? Right? Sino sa inyo may mga aso dito? O lahat tayo. We love dogs. I love dogs. Okay? Meron akong doggy sa bahay at kasama ko. And one thing about dogs are fun to be with. Masarap kasama yung aso. So inisip ko one time, sabi ko, bakit sheep? Sana kinumpir na lang tayo ni Lord sa dog. Bakit sheep? And as I prayed and listened to God, this is what the Lord told me. We are compared to the sheep because sheep are stupid. Okay? Tell the person beside you, sheep are stupid. Okay. Huwag mo sabihin you are stupid, ha? Hindi ko sinabi yan. Sheep are stupid. And, you know, sana aso na lang. Dogs are intelligent. Matatalino yung aso. Okay? And one thing about dogs always trust. Amen? Kahit anong gawin mo sa aso, sasama yan. Okay? Dogs, they trust. They obey authority. Okay? They obey authority, they follow, and they remain. Hindi lumalayas yung aso. Pag minamahal mo yung aso, that dog will stay. The dog is very loyal. And the sheep is the total opposite of a dog. Sheep are stupid. Paano ko nasabi niyan? Sabi nga sa Bible minsan, wolves. Yung mga wolves yung kumakain sa kanila, they allow them to go with them kasi yung wolves are wearing sheep's clothing. Okay lang sa kanila, kasama nila yung wolf. Kakainin sila. That's how stupid they are. Okay? And I share that with you because with this thought, if you are strong as a person, you are intelligent, matalino ka, strong, and ambitious in life, well-driven, you would need a leader. Amen? Yan ang kailangan mo. If you are strong, you're intelligent, you are talented, you need someone to lead you. But if you are stupid like me, weak, mahina, not strong, weak, stupid, you need a shepherd. Amen? You will need a shepherd if you're weak and if you are not intelligent. Leaders always capitalize in their own abilities. Yung strength, yung intelligence, yan ang capital ng isang mabuting leader. Malakas na leader. But the shepherd A shepherd capitalizes on his love. Yan ang shepherd. Okay? Not all leaders are shepherds. Amen? Not all leaders are shepherds. But all shepherds are leaders. Okay? And we need to understand that because the resurrection life, yung bagong buhay natin kay Kristo. When we share in the life of Jesus, when we share in the newness of life that we get from the resurrection of Christ, then we have to understand and realize that we are all sheep. Amen? And we need a shepherd. Hindi tayo mabubuhay sa bagong buhay na ibinigay sa atin ng Diyos kung tayo ay mabubuhay na walang kailangan na shepherd. Sometimes we go through life not needing someone to care for us and to watch over us. Ayaw natin yun. But we have to understand, we are all sheep. Amen? Sheep tayong lahat. And we cannot live and we could not go on to reach our destiny if we continue to live without a shepherd. Kailangan natin yan. Kailangan natin may nagbabantay. Someone oversee our souls. Yan ang sinasabi sa second reading natin. That God is the shepherd of our soul. Okay? We need to understand. Dapat maintindihan natin yan. No? Why is that so? Sabi nga ni Pope Francis, sabi niya, lahat tayo, lahat ng tao, meron tayong tinatawag na personal stupidity. Sa Tagalog, lahat tayo may bahid ng katangahan. Iba sa inyo nakatingin sa akin, ikaw lang ha. Excuse me. Lahat tayo may bahid ng katangahan. And because we have that in our lives, sometimes we deny it. Ayaw natin akuin yan. We want to be wise in our own eyes. We want to be strong and intelligent. But the truth of the matter is, lahat tayo may bahid ng katangahan. Okay? And because of that, we are vulnerable. Amen? We are vulnerable to make mistakes. We are vulnerable to fail. We are vulnerable to go astray. And it is our vulnerability that caused God to choose us. Kaya pinili tayo ng Diyos. Hindi tayo pinili ng Diyos dahil matatalino tayong lahat. Hindi ka pinili ng Diyos dahil napakalakas mo talaga. Hindi ka pinili ng Diyos dahil multi-talented as a person ka. God did not choose you for those things. You may have intelligence. You may be strong as a person. You may have so many talents. But God did not choose you for that reason. He chose you, why? Because of our stupidity and weakness. Kailangan natin ang Diyos. Kailangan natin ang shepherd. Amen? So if instead of denying, we have to embrace our weakness and realize, I need a shepherd. I need God. I am weak. I cannot make it in life alone. Kailangan ko talaga ang Diyos ay maging pastol ng buhay ko. I remember one time, ikwento lang sa akin din, merong mga babae sa church, mga senior citizen, mga workers ng church. Okay? So one time, namatay yung isang kasama nila sa church. So they decided, sabi niya, punta tayo. Punta tayo sa St. Peter, nandun yung bangkay ng kasama nila. At sabi nila, punta tayo dun, lalamay tayo dun. So punta sila. So nung papunta na sila, marami sila, mga senior na mga ladies, workers. So nasa pinto pa lang sila, naghagulhulan na sila. They started to cry. Iyak sila ng iyak. Sa pinto pa lang. Pagpasok nila, sinalubong sila ng pamilya ng namatay. At iyak ng iyak sila. So tinanong sila ng pamilya, excuse me po, sino po sila? Sabi niya, kami yung mga kaibigan ng namatay. Magkasama kami sa church, nagsiserve. So iyak sila ng iyak. So sabi ng pamilya, maraming salamat talaga. Maraming salamat sa paglamay niyo. Eh nung tapos na silang umiyak, pumunta sila sa kabaong, tiningnan nila yung patay, hindi pala nila kaibigan yon. Okay? Hindi pala nila yung kasama nila. Nasa kabilang kwarto pala. Eh wala na, nandyan na eh. Diba? Eh wala, tuloy na lang. Okay? Tuloy na lang yung iyak. At nung umuwi na sila, paglabas nila doon, sa punerarya, paglabas nila, tawanan sila ng tawanan. Okay? That's how stupid we are sometimes. Okay? Ayaw nyo pa rin, no? Ayaw nyo talagang tanggapin na may bahid tayo ng katangahan. Sino na sa inyo nakaranas na nagkikwentuhan, kwento ka ng kwento, tapos nagtimpla ka ng kape, nilagyan mo ng 3-in-1 yung tasa mo. Tapos habang nagkikwento ka, yung nilagyan mo ng tubig, ayaw matunaw yung kape kasi yung linagay mong tubig sa dispenser, yung malamig. Diba? Oh. Anong tawag dyan? Ang bilis nyo maghusga. Pagkakamali po ang tawag dyan. Okay? Pope Francis said, may bahid tayo ng katangahan. And because of that, we are vulnerable in life. We are vulnerable. We are prone to wander. We are prone to stray. We are prone to make mistakes. We are prone to fail in our life. That's why God chose us. Because God is a good shepherd. He is not just a leader who will capitalize on his strength and power. God is a shepherd who really capitalizes on his love, sa kanyang pag-ibig. And he chose us not because we are strong as a people. He chose us because of our weakness. He knows we need him. Amen? Alam ng Diyos na kailangan natin siya. Minsan, hindi natin alam yan. Okay? Yayabang natin minsan. Gigising tayo sa umaga, paplano-plano tayo kung anong gawin natin. Hindi ka man lang nag-pray kay Lord. Mamaya, sira na lahat ng plano mo. Okay? We are prone to make mistakes and so God chose us because He is a shepherd. And today, I just want to drive out one thing only. Ang sabi ng Diyos dito as a good shepherd, He says here that a sheep, okay? The sheep hear His voice and He calls His own sheep by name and leads them out. And when He brings out His own sheep, He goes before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. You see, the important thing about our shepherd, we know that God is our shepherd. Pero ang tanong natin ngayong araw na to, etong tanungin mo sa sarili mo, am I a sheep to God? Am I a sheep that belongs to the flock of God. If you know that God is your shepherd, then we have to be the sheep that belongs to Him. And this is what the scripture talks about today, sabi ni Jesus, my sheep, the sheep that belongs to me, hears my voice. Okay? Naririnig niya ang boses ko. And because he recognizes the voice of his own shepherd, the sheep follows the shepherd. Okay? The importance of living the new life with a shepherd. The new life where dati wala tayong pakialam. Wala tayong pakialam kung sino man nag-aalaga sa atin. Mga bata, walang pakialam sa mga magulang nila. Hindi nakikinig sa mga magulang nila. If we have lived our life taking for granted those that God would send to us to watch over us, in the resurrection life of Jesus, we are being taught, tinuturuan tayo. Nang bagong buhay, ang ibig sabihin tayo'y mabubuhay na may shepherd. And because we have a shepherd, we need to learn to listen to Him. Amen? We need to learn to listen to Him. And if we will learn to listen to God and hear His voice, then the second thing, we need to follow Him. Sundan natin siya. Mas maganda nga yung aso eh. Yung aso kasi, kung saan ka pupunta, sasama na kaagad. Yung sheep, ay naku, ang hirap. Ang hirap ng sheep. Kaya marami sa many times in the Bible, may mga story na, the lost sheep. Bakit nawawala? Ay, hindi sumusunod eh. Okay? But here, Jesus talks about the relationship that He has with the sheep. Why can the sheep recognize the voice of his shepherd? Because the shepherd takes care of the sheep and there is a relationship between them. The second question that I would like you to ask yourself today is, kumusta na yung relasyon ko sa Diyos? Amen? Kumusta na yung relasyon ko sa Diyos? Have I grown closer to God this year than I was last year? Have I gone closer to God today than yesterday? Kasi yung buhay po natin, dapat hindi palayo sa Diyos. Araw-araw, tayo'y lumalapit at lumalapit at lumalapit sa Diyos. Sabi nga sa scriptures, if you draw near to God, God will draw near to you. Sinong unang lalapit? Tayo. Pero siya ang tumatawag. It is God who initiates. It is God who invites. But we need to bring ourselves closer to Him and He will come closer to us. That is how our relationship with our shepherd is developed. When you nurture your relationship with God, nurture that intimacy you have with God, it will bring you to that point in your relationship that you can already hear the voice of God when He speaks to you. Amen? And some people ask me, Father, bakit hindi ko naririnig ang Diyos? Why can I not hear God? And I ask them also and tell them, because you are not listening. And many times we cannot hear God because we don't take time to listen. Amen? Why can't we hear God? Because we are not listening. And why are we not listening? Because we are not coming closer to God. We are moving away from God. Okay? So this Sunday, the invitation for us from the Lord is to come close to Him. Huwag na tayong lumayo masyado. Magbigay tayo ng oras. Find time. Okay? Give time. Give time to listen to God. Give time to read His Word. Give time to meditate on Scriptures because the Scriptures contain the words of God. If we take time to focus our mind, we listen with our eyes, listen with our ears, listen with our hearts. Ganyan makinig sa Diyos. Makinig tayo, we listen with our eyes. We listen with our ears, and we listen with our hearts. Okay? We watch, we meditate, and we do. We do what God tells us to do. That's the heart. Okay? When you hear with the heart, you do. Hindi yung tenga lang nakikinig. Hindi yung mata lang nanonood. Yung puso nandyan. Na lahat ng nakita natin, lahat ng narinig natin, ito'y ating gagawin. We will apply it in our life. In that way, we come close to Christ. That wherever He turns, we will know where He is. And the next thing we need to understand, we don't just listen to God, we follow Him. Okay? We follow Him where He would lead us. And many times, this is where we fail. Ayaw natin sumunod sa Diyos. Natatakot ako, Father. Bakit? Baka maubos ang pera ko. Ayaw natin sumunod sa Diyos. Kasi pag talagang sumunod ako sa Diyos, baka maubos ang pera ko. Ha? Bakit mauubos? In Psalm 23, the scripture says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Hindi ako magkukulang sa buhay ko. David had the understanding. David has the realization that because God Himself is a shepherd, he will lack no good thing. Sabi pa nga niya, the same gospel today, sabi ni Jesus, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Minsan hindi tayo sumusunod sa Diyos kasi mali na kaagad yung pangdinig natin sa Diyos. Hindi ako sasama. "Uy, Brad, tinatawag ka ng Diyos, magiging pari ka." "Ay, excuse me. Sayang naman yung pagkagwapo ko, magiging pari lang. Sayang naman yung talino ko. Yung talino ko, magpo-full time lang ako sa church, magpapare." Ayaw natin sumunod. And minsan, yung hindrance, alam mo, merong isang bata na lumapit sa akin, sabi niya, "Father, paano maging pare?" Sabi ko sa bata, "Seryoso ka ba? Gusto mo magpare?" Sabi niya, "Oo, Father, gusto ko talaga. Sumama ka sa akin. Sumama ka sa akin." So nung kinento niya sa mga magulang niya, sabi ng magulang niya, "Papatayin kita kung magpare ka." And sometimes it's the parents who hinder their children from serving God. "Kawawa ka naman, you know? Bakit maaga kayo sa church? Hindi ba naintindihan ni Father yan? Na yung mga bata, dapat natutulog pa. Mag-beauty rest ka muna. Kawawa naman yung anak ko. Pinapapunta sa simbahan ng maaga pa. Dapat yung mga bata natutulog ng mahaba." You know? Do you listen to God? Nakikinig ba kayo sa Diyos? And if you're hearing God, there is a call in your life. You need to follow that call. Why? Because the Lord as your shepherd who gives you that call, sabi niya, "My sheep follows my voice, he hears my voice." And the sheep follows because he trusts that voice. Hindi siya napapahamak sa boses na yan na sinusundan niya. He will not follow a stranger because he cannot trust a stranger. but he follows the voice of his shepherd because ni minsan hindi siya napahamak nung nakinig siya sa boses na yan at sinundan niya. Psalm 23 said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside quiet waters. He brings me out into green pastures." Intindihan yung ibig sabihin ng green pastures? Those are God's provision for your life. Those are God's blessings in your life. Where does the shepherd lead you? Where? Para maubos lahat ng pera ko, di na ako susunod. And sometimes God allows maubos muna yung pera mo. Bakit? Pero para meron kang mapaglagyan. Amen? Nang mas marami pang perang bibigay sa'yo. Okay? We just have to trust God. He brings us beside still waters. He brings peace in your life. Maraming tao, ang daming ang pera, mayaman. Mayaman sa kaibigan, mayaman sa pera, wala namang peace ang buhay. Magulo ang buhay. Okay? God can bring you to a peaceful life. Okay? God can bring you into green pastures where you will not lack any good thing in your life. God can restore your soul within you and give you strength. So we can go on and on with what God can do for us. But we have to realize God is our shepherd. And the important thing, we have to embrace that we are sheep. We are not God. We are sheep. We are vulnerable. We make mistakes. We fail. Embrace it. Okay? Embrace it. Embrace your mistakes. Embrace yung katangahan natin. Huwag lang araw-arawin. Okay? Embrace your vulnerability. It is because of your vulnerability that God chose to care for you. That God chose to be your shepherd. Then you listen to Him. Take time. Take effort. Amen? Nakikinig nga tayo sa radyo eh. Pag sinabi, oh, may bagong money scheme, dadaming pera nyo, eh, kikinig tayo doon. May bagong negosyo, kinig ka agad tayo. Eh bakit sa Diyos di tayo nakikinig? Okay? You listen to God. Take time to listen to God. Then after you listen to the Lord, after you've heard His voice, deliberately, hungdonin mo ron, follow. Do what He tells you to do. Amen. Please stand.